Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshay, of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, and I'm so happy and pleased to be with you. And I just, you know how I'm excited I am and glad. It goes on, and I just love being here with you every day. I have a few things I want to share with you, and I want to talk to you about the convention and some of the things that are happening. I want to get your unbiased opinion about the convention. I just want to say that I think our convention is going so much smoother and nicer, and it is just wonderful to hear all the great speakers that we're having and feeling all the joy that seems to be at the convention, and I'm so pleased about that. I want to share with you before we get started a few things that inspired me to write, and I'd like to get you, just want you to hear it, and if you want to tell me what you think about it, fine, but I just want to share with you how I get inspired about certain phrases or statements or things that people say, and then it leads me to write things. I know you're familiar with the phrase, "I'm with her." And I heard that on the first night, and it led me to write this. I'm with her. I'm with a woman that is able to see the dreams in my eyes and the desires in my heart. She's able to see the obstacles that exist at my feet. She has a vision for my future that goes beyond those who don't see the value in my survival. They don't cry at the blood being my blood being spilled in the street. I'm with a woman who refuses to build walls and destroy aspirations. She is committed to allowing my efforts to be the building block of my life journey. I'm with her, the light of my destiny and the direction of my tomorrow. She has restored my faith in the American dream and my ability to obtain it. I'm with President Hillary Clinton. You know, just from that run phrase, sometimes I have to tell you, sometimes I don't know where this comes from, and I'm so happy and glad that God has given me a talent, and that sometimes just from a phrase, I'm able to write some things that really please me, and I hope that it pleases others as well. And so it's just kind of dynamic. Again, let me read it one more time real quickly so you'll get the gist of it. The phrase was, "I'm with her." And that's what I entitled it, "I'm with her." I'm with a woman that is able to see the dreams in my eyes and the desires in my heart. She's able to see the obstacles that exist at my feet. She has a vision of my future that goes beyond those who don't see the value of my survival, those who don't cry at my blood being spilled in the streets. I'm with a woman who refuses to build walls and destroy aspirations. She's committed to my ability to allow my efforts to build building blocks of my life journey. I'm with her, the light of my destiny and the direction of my tomorrows. She has restored my faith in the American dream and my ability to obtain it. I'm with President Hillary Clinton. All right, I'm really proud of that one. Let me share another one with you that I was inspired to write. And I got the statement from Michelle. You know, when Michelle said, when they go low, we go high. And this is what that made me write. Those who select the path of greatness can't do so by riding the backs of those they have reduced to broken spirits. Being great requires creating a foundation that supports the lives of those who are your allies as well as those who are your adversaries. The mission of greatness can't be carried by those who no longer have faith or believe in opportunities. It must be able to be transformed. It must transform those who are doubters into warriors that will assist you in overcoming your obstacles. Greatness must be the journey that leaves in its wake people who are able to create like pathways for others to follow, not destruction or humiliation. Fertile ground is the byproduct of greatness, as well as the hopes for a better tomorrow. It is the job of greatness to build that which encourages and educates those who refuse to see the brightness of your light, helping to leave a legacy that all can follow. See, that's what I believe. I believe people who are great and who can create greatness, they inspire everybody. You can't inspire greatness in others if you're putting them down and you're humiliating them or you're telling them you're going to send them back to their home country. See, Donald Trump can't inspire greatness in everybody because he leaves too many people doubting their own abilities. He's too quick to tell people how incompetent they are and how worthless they are. And great people don't need to put other people down in order to show their abilities. And in our present leadership, we have class. And in our present leadership with Michelle Obama, she's a class act. And our present president, we have class. And he shows his class every time he speaks his mind. And he's not required to demolish other people in order to hold up his beliefs. And that's what's so important. We have to have leadership that knows how to become great and not be great off the backs of those that they've destroyed. And that's what we have to seek to do if we're really going to become the great individuals that we are. And I wanted to share those things with you. And I see that we have a few people out there who are ready to share in the conversation. Before we do that, though, I want to play you an audio, and I hope you enjoy the audio, and I want you to just tell me what it is that you feel after listening to the audio. So I'm going to have my producer to play that audio right now, and we're going to come right back and just get an idea of what it makes you feel, how does it make you feel about life and the future.
You know, it's hard to believe that it has been 8 years since I first came to this convention to talk with you about why I thought my husband should be president. Remember how I told you about his character and conviction, his decency and his grace, the traits that we've seen every day that he served our country in the White House. I also told you about our daughters, how they are the heart of our hearts the center of our world. And during our time in the White House, we've had the joy of watching them grow from bubbly little girls into poised young women. A journey that started soon after we arrived in Washington, when they set off for their first day at their new school. I will never forget that winter morning as I watched our girls, just 7 and 10 years old, pile into those black SUVs with all those big men with guns. And I saw their little faces pressed up against the window, and the only thing I could think was, what have we done? See, because at that moment, I realized that our time in the White House would form the foundation for who they would become. And how well we managed this experience could truly make or break them. That is what Barack and I think about every day as we try to guide and protect our girls through the challenges of this unusual life in the spotlight. How we urge them to ignore those who question their father's citizenship or faith. How we insist that the hateful language they hear from public figures on TV does not represent the true spirit of this country. How we explain that when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high. With every word we utter, with every action we take, we know our kids are watching us. We as parents are their most important role models. And let me tell you, Barack and I take that same approach to our jobs as President and First Lady because we know that our words and actions matter, not just to our girls, but the children across this country. Kids who tell us, I saw you on TV. I wrote a report on you for school. Kids like the little black boy who looked up at my husband, his eyes wide with hope, and he wondered, is my hair like yours? And make no mistake about it, this November when we go to the polls, that is what we're deciding. Not Democrat or Republican, not left or right, no, in this election and every election is about who will have the power to shape our children for the next 4 or 8 years of their lives. And I am here tonight because in this election, there is only one person who I trust with that responsibility. Only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be President of the United States, and that is our friend, Hillary Clinton.
I have to tell you, 8 years ago, I didn't know who Michelle Obama was. And she inspires me every time I listen to her because she seems so genuine. And I just have to tell you that when she first came on the scene, you know, I would say to myself, you know, I have to go out and find my Michelle because I wanted someone who was as intelligent and as important, who could inspire me and just let me know the value that they believed I had within me. And I think she continues to do that today. I would vote for Barack Obama in a heartbeat if I could keep him my president. And that's how I feel about it. Okay, we're going to go to the phones, and I want to get your idea of what it is like to listen to these people that we can be inspired by and what it is that we genuinely feel about some of the leadership that we have heard speak at the Democratic Party convention. I want to go to the phone line, and I want to first go to 2730. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Audrey from Lakeland, Florida. And, again, thank you for sharing the opportunity to have our voices heard. And let me start by saying if we think back on the speech that we just heard that our First Lady shared, in essence, it demonstrated exactly what she said. She gave accolades to her husband. She gave accolades to her children. She gave accolades of people entrusting them to shape the lives of our children for these past 8 years or 7.5 years, and how they take that role and responsibility seriously. So she's not only just talking, she's actually walking what she's saying. She's walking the walk, as she would say. And you had mentioned earlier how important that one segment of her speech that indicated that we do not have to push others down in order to promote ourselves. One of the writings, if you would, that I have posted in my house, Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson, it was in the movie The Spelling Bee or whatever that one, Akilah and the Bee. But it goes like this. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make magnificent the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I try to live by that, and we have to encourage others. And just as you said and as our First Lady has said, it's not necessary for us to put ourselves down in order to put others down in order to promote ourselves. And I just appreciate what they have done, and, again, representing us with such pride, such elegance, such knowledge. And I just appreciate the opportunity. So that's my response.
You know, I have heard so many people, I'm not going to call them haters, I'm not going to use any derogatory terms against them, but I just said I have been a part of the system for a long, long time. And I am so proud of Barack Obama and his family and what it is that they have created in the 8 years that they've honored us with their presence. There was someone who talked the other day about, made a statement about, there's no way in the world Barack Obama and Michelle could have came on stage with several different children who came from different mamas and not have had some evil things said about them. You know, and it's so, when people speak the truth, and I hadn't thought about it, you know, how Donald Trump came on stage with children that came from different mothers, in the African American world, you know, they'd be talking about, oh, that's another mama, that's the mother's baby, and all that kind of stuff. I really don't know the terminology, but here is a wholesome family who we allowed to be our leader for 8 years, and they are the perfect image of what an American family is supposed to be. Not only did they come into the White House as two people who truly loved each other and who loved their children, they brought her mother into the White House, and it was an extended family. And you have yet to hear one terrible thing, one terrible personal thing about this family. You know, I mean, this family unit has honored us and displayed such greatness and honor that, it's hard for me to believe that there are people out there who want to say one ugly word about them, but there are people that do. And so to me, they have honored us with greatness, and I wish they could go some extended time, but I know that it's over. But my God, the way Michelle has honored her with her presence, I would love for her to decide that she wanted to be in politics, but she says that's not possible. Audrey, yes, what do you say about that?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing when I was listening to her speech originally when she was giving it. You're talking about such passion, such inspiration. And I said to myself, whether Hillary becomes president or not, she may, if indeed she does, she'll be the first female. But how wonderful it would be for our first lady to be the first black female president, because she truly is capable and talented. And I agree with that.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines and get other people's opinions. But it's so important for us to honor our First Lady and our President as they get ready to leave office. And despite what all the ugly things have been said, they are two class acts, along with their daughters as well. 6628, give us your name and where you're calling from. 6628, give us your name and where you're calling from, and let us know what your opinion is about the convention or about our present First Lady or about Barack Obama, our first black president. 6628, are you out there? All right, let's go on to the other number. We got a 1958. 1958, are you there? Give us your name and where you're calling from, and let us know what it is you think about our first family, and about Michelle Obama and the Democratic Convention that's going on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Deshaies. This is Kathy from California. First, I'd like to say that poem that you wrote, that was so beautiful. I mean, wow. As you were reading it, I was thinking of my husband, and those are the things that he actually say to me. As he honors me as his queen, it just placed butterflies in my stomach, because for you to write it down and me to know that that's something that he actually said to me, that was so nice. You should frame that. That is beautiful, the way that you put that together. Now, to talk about the First Lady, all I can say is wow, because not only does she speak well, but it's heartfelt. Everything that she says, you know that it is from her heart. It's not something that's written down, but it's something that she believes and she stands behind. The integrity of that woman, the character of that woman is just amazing. I have her picture on my board at work, because she's one of my coaches, her, and I have Oprah, and I have a couple of other people up there that I listen to them, and I feed off of their beauty, the beauty of their inner spirits, because that is nothing but their inner speech when they speak like that. So I just want to applaud Miss Obama, for who she is and for what she has done for this country for the last 8 years, to be an example of a mother, of an awesome wife, and just of someone that we can look to and say, you know, she served us very well.
And you're so right. Her statue, I mean, when she walks into a room, the presence and that she takes up, and she holds a presence, and you know you're about to get something special. And
yes.
It's just amazing. And despite all the ugly things that people have said about her over these 8 year period, she just refuses to allow her presence to be deterred by some of the ugliness that has been spoken about her.
Yes, that's just jealousy. When people do that, when there's, you can't find any wrong, so you know that it's nothing but a spirit of jealousy that it would cause those people to say those things about her, to make fun of her beauty, because she's beautiful, you know. I can't explain it any other way but to say that she is beautiful. Her skin, her everything about her, like you said, when she walks into a room, it's like grace follows her into the room, and you know that she's going to awe you with her words, and not only awe you to the point to where, okay, yeah, I'm behind you, but you feel what she's saying. So that in itself is why I love her, you know.
And without a doubt, I mean, I look when she walked in that dress, you know that anything that she wears is going to look like royalty. But when she walked in with that blue and her height and her stature and her proudness, and she got her head up high, you know, it's just like, I'm thinking there has been no other first lady like her. And though they refuse to give her credit, she stands head and shoulders over all the rest.
She needs no credit from men. She knows what she's doing. And that's the thing about it. When you know that you're doing the right thing, you don't have to receive credit from men because you know that what you're saying is truth. So that's why she looks the way she looks. That's why her husband looks at her when she's speaking. And you sometimes the cameras capture him looking at her, and it's like, listen at my girl talk. I mean, you know, I'm just putting
right.
it in another form, but that's how he
right.
looks at her, like, wow, you know, like she's representing him, and he's definitely representing her. And the children are representing the entire family. So, I mean, I love them as well.
And the whole family unit, the whole entire family unit has not embarrassed us or did anything that we have to hold our heads down about. The two girls have, you know, just done a wonderful job, and they're getting ready to go on it. And it's like, I cannot wait to see what these girls do in life. You know, I can't imagine what they're going to bring to the table when it comes as they become adults, because they have been raised by two outstanding individuals, and it'll just be something special to see. Andre, are you still there? 2730, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I wanted to give you the opportunity to speak about, you know, the whole entire family unit and how they carry themselves and how they've carried themselves over the last 8 years and how proud that you might be of them and this how they've acted on this stage.
Yeah, well, I definitely feel that the last 8 years are a representation of what was instilled in them from their family heritage. They're living the legacy of their family, and what that means, what I mean by that is, you know, their parents raised and instilled in them value in which they expected. And had they not instilled those values and had they not lived up to those standards, you're exactly right. People would have scrutinized them, but yet they could not find anything. So we understand that this is not by chance. That was surely ordained by God. And God sets the family up in a manner in which they can withstand whatever they're faced with. Now, this family included, you remember when they first went to the White House, it was important that Michelle's mother went as the grandmother. So you're talking
right.
about the whole family unit that's representing America. Because, in essence, you know, being a grandparent, I love being a grandparent. And, again, I pride myself on instilling in my grandson, when he's old enough, of course, and understand certain expectations that's going to be representation of our family, our bloodline. So I'm very pleased with the way the Lord has ordered their steps, impacted their parents to instill in them and position them for this very moment. Had it been anyone else, any other discrepancies that they could have and would have found, they did. And believe you me, I'm sure they turned every rock that they could And I'm just thankful and proud. And, again, we can't just hold this to our generation of feeling that sense of pride. We have to make sure that we instill in our children and our children's children pride in which we have of this being a role model for us to follow. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we have an example that's presented to us over these past 7.5 to 8 years.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. We got a few more other callers out there. We want to give them an opportunity to chime in as well. So we're going to take a short break here at the 6:30 mark, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Barack Obama legacy and how we are so inspired by what is happening at the Democratic Party convention. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
All right, we're back, and again, guys, I want to tell you how important it is to continue to give your support to Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and our show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We're going to go straight to the phone line, 3766. Are you there? 3766, give us your name and where you're calling from, and what are your feelings regarding the First Family and the Democratic convention that is taking place?
Good evening. I'm Regina Williams calling from Columbia, South Carolina. And my opinion on the First Family and the legacy is that I often think about the pressure that the young people were under, the pressure that Malia and Sasha were under, because they were definitely under a microscope. Now, while I'm thinking about the pressure that the children were under, I also think about the pressure that the parents were under to keep them firmly rooted. And you know how we are as African-American parents. We have our demands, and I remember that one picture when Malia and her dad evidently did not have the same opinion of something, and they were getting off of the plane. And he looked at her like, don't try me. I don't care if I am out here in public. I don't care if I am the president. I will tear your behind up. So I'm just really, really happy that these young ladies have given our young people someone, role models to look up to, just as their parents gave the older people role models. And I'm just very thankful that I was alive to see this take place. I don't have much to say on the Democratic Convention, except my friend gave a dynamic speech as he talked about Bethany, and Jordan Grace. And that's our mayor, Steve Benjamin. And he loves his daughters, and he wants them to have the opportunity to become a female president, just as Barack Obama has given him the opportunity to excel as a black male. So that's what I have to say about both of those issues.
Well, I want to just say this, Regina. And I'd like to know what all of you think about it. What I've seen is that the Democratic Convention is a very diverse convention, and we bring a lot of things to the table where we have had immigrants come and speak. We've had people who come to speak about some of the issues that they've had related to Donald Trump, you know, Trump University. We've had a host of different people who came to the table and really poured their hearts out. I just take a lot of pride in the Democratic Party because there just seems to be that we want everyone to have a piece of the American dream, and we don't have, you know, we have so much diversity in our party. And I just appreciate the fact that we understand the need to reach out to every group and give every group an opportunity to shine and to just dream and be a part of the solution instead of being treated as part of the problem. And it just seems that the Republican Party has continued to just serve what I believe is just one segment of our population, and they are out to serve the white and the rich, and everybody else is told to sit back and relax and let us handle it. You know, so what are your thoughts on that? Audrey, are you still there? 2730? 2730. Are you still there, Audrey?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, it is a diverse mix of speakers. It's a diverse mix of constituents. It's a diverse mix of, you know, just as a whole. I just hope that at the convention, the unity that's required in order to move forward and getting, you know, people out to vote will really sustain itself. I'm so glad to see Donna Brazile in the position in which she's in. I've always taken a liking to her as far as her knowledge and the way she carried herself, her poise in which she responds to questions under pressure. It's unfortunate that we as a society, both the Republican Convention and the Democratic Convention, has so many issues going on. It's just a critical time and yet an exciting time to be alive and be a part of it. But from what I've heard, I've enjoyed, but the question still remains, you know, what actions will be taken as it will impact me and my community and these lives being lost unnecessarily. And I was proud to see that the Mothers Movement organization was there and represented something that we did not see at the Republican Party. And Trayvon Martin's mother made a point that, you know, call out the name, you know, in the Republican Party, they never did, they wouldn't even mention the name, you know, disregarding them. So it's good to see, but one thing I would question and ask, and at least I'll look out for, I watched the Republican convention so that I could understand, you know, why people would go that path. And one of the things that came out loud and clear, they're looking for something different. They're looking for a change. And what I've seen so far at the Democratic Convention, it is a lot of what the same is. And I say that because of the fact that if you cannot keep the interest of these new voters, then we're leaving ourselves open to Donald Trump to get the required votes to win. So while things have been good, but I challenge us to watch and see what are we doing differently, what are we doing excitingly to attract people that may not necessarily have made up their mind. So at this point, I haven't seen anything that the Democratic Convention has done, but to your point as far as the diverse speakers, yeah.
All right. Regina, I'd like to ask you, you know, what do you think about the diversity that's in the Democratic Party? And how they reach out to everybody and want to let everybody play a role in not only the convention, but be a part of the Democratic Party. And I'm glad, Audrey, that you brought up Donna Brazile, because I respect her so much, and I so look forward to her being the president of the Democratic Party and seeing what she can do to even help us expand the Democratic Party even further. What are your thoughts, Regina?
In no time in history has three African-American women led the been in charge at the convention as it is right now. And that shows the convention's willingness to accept diversity. You also had a Hispanic or Latino adult who was there supporting a Latino child, and she spoke on the fact that her parents were undocumented immigrants, but she was born in Las Vegas, and they came here to give her a chance. So that exposure was there last night. Of course, the Caucasians have always had their say-so in various situations, and they're there, and they're having to accept the diversity. And the Democrats are more willing to accept diversity than the Republicans. And it seems that as we're moving forward, the Republicans now are having to force it. It does not look as if it is just a natural part of their organization's growth. They're having to force diversity. And that is very obvious, and that's why it is not being very well accepted. But I'm very happy to see, I'm extremely happy to see what's going on with the Democratic National Convention, and hope next year that if I'm not there as a delegate, I will still be able to be there and take a part of it.
Well, I just want to go on record as saying that I think they've done an outstanding job, and I think it's head and shoulders above the Republican convention. And again, that might be my bias, but I just want to thank all of you for calling in and being a part of the show. I want to just inspire others and say that we need even more and more support from those of you who are out there listening to call in and play a part and be a part of this new network. Never had it so good. Sports Media Network is committed and dedicated to growing so that we, all of you out there who are different segments, will have some show that you will inspire you. And I want my show to be one of those shows as well. So I'm asking you to write me at djames82@aol.com with all of your suggestions. If you know people who would be great guest hosts, I'm offering that as well. I want you to have this show be the vehicle to have your voices heard when you're looking for something, someone, something to say, and have individuals listen to your words. We respect all opinions here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, and we want to give you a vehicle that will you can use to have your voices heard. And I just want to ask you to go to my website, jamestdeshay.com, www.jamestdeshay.com, and let me know what you think. Move around and look at it and see what is going. There's all kind of blogs and all kind of former shows that you can play, but I want you to be able to feel free to go back to there and use it to the fullest and share your comments with me. We're here for you, and we'll be back again tomorrow, and I just want to say thank you for your support, and I look forward to us working hard and doing the things that we need to do to grow not only my show, but the network as well. So thank you. This is James C. Deshay from Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, asking you to be with me again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Take care and look forward to seeing you. Oh.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309. Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867. And Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.